Hey man, that's a good Caucasian song. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That's quality right there. The reason I play Let the Bodies Hit the Floor is because last night, over the course of the day, I have been, there we go. Woo. Okay. And this is More About Nothing. Thank you for tuning in. But over the course of the day, McDonald's was over. She fresh off paperwork. So with her being fresh off paperwork, she was like, let's smoke. I'm like, all right. I don't think she really know how to smoke. But what was I think? I think I had a little bit of a cone. I can't remember. But she had some weed. So stuff some. We smoking. She just keep on wanting to get high. And once I smoke, so much is going to keep me up. Like, I know how much I can smoke to go to sleep. So she keep on wanting to blow. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it was different. But yesterday was a pretty smooth day. Got some packages. Was excited about that. Was off. That was cool. Watched the all the teams that I'm like, no, this team gonna win for the Final Four was getting their ass blew. Duke fucked around and lost. I don't understand that. Duke, what the fuck y'all doing? Y'all lost to NC State. I'm not even gonna shout out NC State. Fuck that. I thought Duke had him, so that's on me. Am I a petty nigga? Who knows? So, with that being said, I actually ended up, I shot down on my guy Malice. With me shooting down on him, we had a play Friday night. But I called him and he played Old Man. And the crazy shit about Old Man is I was supposed to drop off some food and get some bud from him. This motherfucker was like, hey man, at a certain time I don't come outside. It's like, nigga, it's 12. Last time he came out and met me. So that was good. But shot down on him. End up getting the bud. And I had to put a play together for YBT. Yesterday seems like off lack of sleep and smoking so much, it kind of had me like, it had me where I could like, you know, get my shit in. I was able to take a little nap. That was beautiful. Broke down the bud. Went to go fuck with YBT for a minute. We smoked a little bit, like we had like a half a cone, and then she lit up one. So then we was watching the game. My little boo, Juju lost, but Juju had a great season. Like, I hope Juju stay in the league to break all Caitlin's shit to end dip. That's what I hope. Angel Reese and them lost to Iowa. They was taking too many bad shots, and they weren't giving that bitch up to Angel. Like, sometimes you got to get the fuck out the way and get that bitch up to your dog. That nigga that's going to do that thing. You definitely have to do that. what else was it? I don't really know. Yesterday, it seemed like it was long. Like, that was the longest day I had, but it should be because I didn't have no fucking sleep. Woo. Me and Juice talked about life. I definitely got to get her for another podcast. Hey, I actually want Joe's to do a podcast too. I'm going to see what's up with her.
to see when she's available. So y'all get some insight on the older me. I mean, the younger me, my fault, the younger me, and the growth. Because me fucking with Joe, that wasn't like some of my best shit. And I want people to hear it because it's substance from just a different person. Like, you know, this podcast is kind of intimate because I share my feelings. I share how I navigate through life, meeting people, energy, expectation, all that shit. I get that. I definitely get that shit. But for the most part, I think I found a key to sleeping that I'm not going to use all the time because ever since daylight saving times, I've been fucked on sleep. And then me working all these nights is cool, but I still be fucked on sleep. And I'm like, I don't like it. So what did I end up doing was I took a muscle relaxer because I do feel like I strained something. It's like, I would say my hip, but it feel like the top of my ass, and it's like down my leg, like, and it's not down all the way down my leg, but it feel like a muscle has been pulled. That's why I took the muscle relaxer. But a muscle relaxer and two of them little 10 melatonin, no, 5 melatonin gummies, man, I slept amazing. I was upstairs playing my game for like an hour. Then that Chevy started idling down. That bitch went from man, it was over. It was over. And I truly enjoyed this. I woke up today, it was fucking 12. Fuck that I went to bed and it was like 2-3. It was 12. I felt amazing. I don't know what it is. I felt amazing. Oh, and I hit my little mineral shit. Jenny get me some little mineral joint. You're supposed to spray on your feet, so I spray that on my feet too. And I got some amazing sleep. Like, I am a little drowsy, like a little groggy, but fuck all that. If this come with good sleep, I take it. I take it every fucking time, bitch. Oh, and I did on Facebook, me and the one lady who I ain't think was healed and blah, blah, blah. I did offer her to come on and tell her story. I did tell her I'm not upset at her or mad at her about her actions. I was like, I can't get mad at the actions of others, which was a lie. That's definitely a lie. Because you can't get mad at the actions of others. I don't give a fuck, man. Like, that's your life. A lot of times you have to deal with certain shit on your own. That's not for somebody else to be like, oh, I'm going to deal with that. Like, when people show you shit, understand who they is. Understand what they doing. Because everybody doesn't have that factor of righteously giving a fuck when it comes down to you. And nobody has the factor of, hey, I'm going to love you. Or, hey, I'm going to do good by you. Sometimes you catch people in fucked up areas, fucked up spots. Like, I've met so many women that been like, oh, yeah, you know, my ex-nigga was. And then they do all the shit that they complain that their ex-nigga was doing. And it just makes me look at them and be like, that's a decision. Like, that hurt people. That shit is very, very big. And that's some energy I never want to keep on me. I have been through the ringer with women, hoes, bitches, whatever you want to call them at that point in time. I've been through the ringer with them, but the path I walk shouldn't be defined by others. It should be defined by me. That's a conscious decision that I make. Like, I done had people fuck over me, do whole shit, lie, all that. So part of life, everybody get that. Like, it's decisions. I remember when I wasn't talking to my brother Walter. I remember when I wasn't talking to Jay or Kyle. I wasn't talking to them. I'm currently not talking to fucking Jason, but I'm not speaking to him because the way he's moving, and when people move a certain type of way and do a certain type of thing, it's best to get out their way. And I've been out his way for a minute, and now Jay's using his shit to basically, like, he's pushing those relationships away. Like, one of his real close friends that this nigga didn't knew him probably going on, probably like 30 years. And that nigga ain't fucking with him. He ain't fucking with him. He actually hold him. Kyle does pretty good with his friends, but it's just, once you see shit, you gotta understand it. Like, sometimes we'd be like, oh man, that's a sibling, or this is a parent. Like, this is what I have to be there. It's like, just because that nigga your sibling don't mean he a good one. And that's what people don't get, like, from the outside looking in. But, just not letting weird shit define you. And even if I see Jay, you know, I'm still going to be like, yo, what up? And I'm going to leave that shit at that. Like, still speaking, still acknowledging people. Like, you can be mad. You can not want to fuck with a person, but still acknowledge them. That'd be my big thing. And if it's too hard to acknowledge them, don't. Don't. But for my life and my big age, I'm going to acknowledge them. And that's something that's big for me. Really not letting others define who you are, because a lot of times they will. They do suck a shit, and then you have to be in a space where you act funny. Man, fuck all that. I'm not about to be in a space where act funny. The only person who I will probably be distant and super distant with is my old dude, because my old dude's like, stay the fuck out of my life. So he'll probably get like a nod, like, all right, my boy, all right. And for when that did happen with my old dude, I definitely, you know, was I wasn't taken aback. I could talk to y'all. Y'all my people. Hey, is it weird? I felt relief when you told me that shit. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. This is the best gift ever, bro. I enjoyed it. But I do digress on that matter. Just wanted to say, please don't let the actions of others define it or fuck it up for everybody. I feel that way about a lot of shit. Like, if niggas don't know how to treat you right, or, you know, almost make it seem like that pussy ain't hitting, and you be like, I'm going to keep it to myself. Share that pussy. Girl, share that pussy. Share that pussy and share that Cash App, too. I'm definitely a fan of that. Share that pussy. Share that Cash App. And if you got some good twat, man, put it on a nigga. Put that twat on a nigga. The fuck? Definitely do that. Lastly, that I would like to get off my chest. I've been acting funny, too. I've been acting real funny. Just to let y'all know, I've been acting funny with my nephew. Because every day, I owe that nigga some cheese. But every day, this nigga call and text. He don't text, he call. Every day. And I told him, like, hey, when I get it, you'll get it. And shit been a little weird with cheese. Every day this nigga call, I ignore the fuck out his calls. Every fucking day. But when I have his cheese, I'm going to send it to him. And then I'm going to block him for like 2 days. Because that nigga been irritating the fuck out of me. I ain't even mad. I ain't mad at him. I just want to be petty. And I can't be petty right now. Because if you listen to the previous podcast, when I got my first check, It wasn't a full one. It wasn't even a good one. That auto pay was hitting on that bitch. With that auto pay hitting on that bitch, it was different because it took the whole check. It took the whole check. It the whole check, people. And that was the cheese I was going to pay him. Oh, boy, you better get yourself together. That shit fucked me up. That shit get me together, blood. I ain't even mad either because it's some adult shit. It's some adult shit. Sometimes you just got to put up with it. So, yeah. And Damon. Damon said some sucker shit to Jay. Damon. And that's who I've been acting the funniest with. Like, I hot cold text him. And he been blowing me up, texting me multiple times. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a hoe you, my boy. That nigga went back to Jay and was telling niggas like, well, he was telling Jay like, yeah, man, you know, man and bro didn't get me shit for my birthday, man. They act like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Last year, this hoe ass nigga, who's my brother, who I love, this whole cake ass nigga, this puss ass nigga, this motherfucker gave me my birthday gift in August. In August, like, here, bro, I get you. I was born in June. I got this nigga shit late January. And when I got his shit, he knew I was going to get him some shit. Here you go, my boy. Here you go. You know you my guy. Not to mention, this nigga kept my drill. I mean, not my drill. That was Keisha. Oh, fuck. I'm going to talk about Keisha on another fucking podcast. And, no, not that Keisha. Dark skin Keisha we love. Hey, dark skin Keisha. How you been? But, he kept my suction pump. This nigga asked to see it for a week. It has been over 2 months. This nigga has went to Texas and drove to Alabama, and I haven't received my pump back. And in my mind, I'm like, a part of me just want him to keep it, but then another part just be like, nigga, fuck you. Give my shit back. I'm going to cuss him smooth the fuck out. Cuss him smooth the fuck out by my shit, and I have cussed him out. You going to act like that over your shit? I'm supposed to be your brother. I could bro. No, because if the shoe was on the other foot, hoe ass nigga, you would have been crying. You would have told me to keep it. You would have told me I had to pay for it. You would have told me so much other shit. So I got his bitch ass. I got him. I definitely got him. I'm going to borrow some money from him, not give it back. And be like, now you see how that shit feel. Ho ass nigga. Because he swear niggas be hoeing him. And niggas be, we righteously look out for that ho ass nigga. He did that bullshit. I'm mad at him for that. So I definitely, I've been on my big cancer shit with him. I ain't been fucking with him. Because I feel like that sucker ass shit that he be doing. And once he do some ho shit, it's cool. So fuck all that. But I would like to say that roofie that I had, that bitch got me together. I'm drinking coffee now to try to wake the fuck up and get that shit on up off me before I gotta go to work. But it's righteously it's good to get some sleep. It's good to manifest great energy. I gotta stop posting shit talking about outside was outside, cause majority of the motherfuckers I talk to is women, and they be saying that shit, and I don't be understanding that I'm a nigga and I said that shit, and niggas was like, hey, kind of sound like a bitch online, and I had to check it, like, you might be right. I fucked that one up. Beast hold me. He hold me on my own post, and I'm too much of a man to delete it, but goddamn it, that nigga got me together. And they got me together. I had the hoe. I'm like, nigga, you 45 with braids. Like, chill out. Your shit not even long. Your shit not even long. And you 5'7". Get the fuck on. Nigga, you're a little ass adult. Fuck you on, nigga. But besides that, man, have good energy. Have good vibes. If I didn't finish the topic, I'll go over it. Was talking to Girly. Want her to podcast. With me, want her to podcast. I just want to get her point of view of it, and I want her to talk about when she sent the fucking pic to the group chat and took a nap. That was some of the coolest, kind of weirdest shit ever.
I would like for her to explain that. Because the only weird part is I took a nap. You're confident as fuck. Like, they still make y'all? Fuck me up. Smooth fuck me up too, blood. Smooth fuck me up. That's the shit to get me. But besides that, I think that's really it. I don't know too much more. I talked about relationships. I talked about me being distant. My fucking team's losing. LSU. And I just jumped on the bandwagon, so these ain't my teams. Like, I like players. LSU. USC. Man. Duke. Who else? It seemed like it was another team. Alabama? Yep, I think Alabama got out of there. I think. Man, I don't know. Oh, I'm losing in my fantasy league. These fuck niggas here. And this one team, this one nigga, he cleaned me the fuck up for the championship. This nigga only beat me by like 50 points. And that's because these hoe ass niggas been sitting the fuck out. These bitch ass, mark ass niggas. But besides that, one thing I can say is the way you learn and the way you perceive shit isn't the best all the time. Sometimes you really gotta be others oriented. You gotta think about other people, especially when it comes to the learning factor. Everybody don't learn like you. Everybody don't. I had a good conversation with McDonald's about why she don't listen. And she said some real shit. Like, I felt that energy when she said it. She was like, "I don't like the way you say shit." We was having a conversation. She was like, "I don't like the way you say shit. I don't like it. It made me mad." And I had to respect that shit. Like, oh. Like, I get that. And that's not, and it wasn't a space for me to be like, "Well, I don't like." Sometimes you just gotta be man enough to take that shit, man. And be like, "Oh, okay. Well, elaborate. Like, go deeper. Why don't you? What am I saying wrong? What am I saying that's irritating you?" And I know I'm still working on that. My shit sound like so much authority and so much regard and all that other shit. So, with that shit sounding like that, I really just take that time to listen and understand more than anything, instead of voicing my opinion or acting a certain type of way that's shitty, or I'm gonna make you feel this way. No, man, sometimes you just gotta be strong enough to take that on. When people assess you and tell you things that they don't appreciate, understand it. Understand the space it's coming from. Don't always get in your head and assume that they're saying some shit and try to figure it out. Listen to exactly what they're saying. Don't add no extra. Shouts out to Juice, who always fucking add extra every time. And we get in great debates. And I be like, "Juice, I never said that shit." She always throw another curveball in the shit. Like, she hear what you say, and then she asks a question that she want to ask. And I'm like, "Hey, nigga, that's not what the fuck we talking about." I question when I be telling her shit, do she be on the whole side? And she was like, "I'm always going to be on the women's side." And I had to let her know. That's why your back big. That's why you got dolphin teeth, nigga. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's shoot them bitches. And she be like, "Fuck you, nigga." Or she laughed. Juice is super cool. If I get a good one off on Juice, she's going to laugh. She's going to be like, "Nigga." But besides that, this is more about nothing. I'm starting to wake up. This coffee did it. This coffee is waking your nigga up. So I'm going to chill out. Have to work later. I'm picking on what to wear. I got a stud on them hoes. So I don't know if I wore that coat yet. I don't know if I want to wear it. I'm probably going to wear my Eastside Forever coat. Shouts out to Jenny for helping that come forth. So, yeah, that's all I got for y'all. Enjoy, peace, love. And if your bitch ain't listening, man, get a new bitch.